first of all, the place I picked up on the thing, Motzi and Kippa, actually happens to be a strange place. It's a Lubavitcher minute, and it just, I you know, just like the Kabbalah Emes Mishom, or Kabbalah Taminik, it's something that's very, and there's a significance to it, because Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, besides being seen as a personal time of tshuva and so on, it's a mochama between Klai Yisrael and Umas Olam. Esav and Umas Olam are the mekatrigim, and they're mekatrig HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Chazal say that the reason for lulav is like a sword, and it says when you have two people fencing and you don't know who won, the person that comes out holding the sword is the winner. So the lulav is kilo to most of a sword, it's more sharp. So Klal Yisrael coming out, it's a nitzachon. So there's the element of nitzachon, you know, when we finish in Kippur and we b'teach HaKadosh Baruch Hu that things went well, there's that element, and the song is, it's obviously based on a march, which has a strident note of a victory, which is better. I mean, that's what Chazal say, the Motzi and Kippur to Sukkot is. That's one thing, just to explain why it is, why somehow we've incorporated it. Secondly, there's something that every year irks me again and again. Somebody from, he's not here anymore, a religious professor who put out a lot of manuscripts and things of that nature, tefillin, that type of stuff. He was a Shomer Torah mitzvah, a big black yarmulke, not a Ben-Torah in any sense of the word, no sense of what I would say. And I mean, it's boiled in a lot of his writings, and it has a lot of German arrogance. The person was Yekki, and has a lot of the extra arrogance that whatever he does understand is not. So he writes in Akdom about Piyutim, some strive to sublime beauty, some are this, and some are just a meaningless mixture of words, such as Aderas Vemuna. Now, Aderas Vemuna, the Maril was the one who based all the Minhagi Ashkenaz, the Maril was Meyasid. The Minhagim that we have that Ramon brings up on Maril, basically. The Marak, the Maril, the same proof, and Maril was the Av of all the Minhagim. He writes about it that he should say every single word with tremendous kavana, and because every single word has Shemus, Neiros, and so on and so forth in it. The Cholos brings it down that this is the Shir that Malachim say. So he didn't find any meaning in it, and it's understandable why he didn't find any meaning in it. So he writes it off that, you know, I'm not curious. There's a certain arrogance that's beyond all words. The Maril says that this is the most noble shir he found. The Cholos, which is a sefer from the Zohar, says the Shir Malachim, and Kveda professor didn't seem to find the poetic. He rated it D- poetically, and he wiped it off the list. It rankles me every time. The teichon we spoke about last year was, I don't want to be mad on the last year's teichon, about the fact that Malachim distinguish themselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malachim are always shneers. Malachim come in pairs because they're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not Echad. So you always have Ein Malach Echad Eshesh Shlichas. Malachim come in twos, and they counterbalance each other usually. There's Malachim that are mitzad small, Malachim mitzad yamin. Different, I find it. But the main difference between Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malachim are twos, pairs of twos, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad. And that's why the shir of the Malachim is that all of them, they take all these pairs, some of them are opposite, some of them complement each other, and the miyachit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the general teichon of the shir. It had a special meaning to me this year, Aderas Emuna. Because of a continuation of the stories that I said over the first day of Rosh Hashanah, I guess I can be a little more specific with some more of a personal setting. The person we spoke about was my mochtenister, my fourth child's deceased mother-in-law, who was nifter about 3 weeks after the wedding. And it's listed, the yahrzeit has come up about a month or so. She was an isha gedoyla admoit, she's an awesome person, balas tshuva, and isha gedoyla v'chachoma, very, very, very special person. And the story I started that first day of Rosh Hashanah had a little bit of a continuation to it. She was a person who kept herself very strong, and when she finally broke a week or so before she was nifta, like I told over, she was trying to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And like we said, we spoke of Malchus, but the point, another point that she made was there was a certain hidden thread of gaiva she felt in the fact that she could stand up to Yisurim, and when she broke, it's something, it's good to have a person of gaiva broken. That was basic. But this, I heard a hesped, I heard it on tape, I didn't hear it. The person, obviously, from a friend of hers, there was a series of hespeded by women at a women's gathering, and a friend of her, a close friend of hers, Sipar Lachaim, a woman also Baal Shtuva, with an awesome, awesome, awesome sense of poetry, magnificent. I've never heard anyone as good. She wrote it up also subsequently. Said over her last meeting with her when she was alive. She came to visit her 2 or 3 days before she was Nifta, and her strength was ebbing. And this is when that incident, it was when she told her, you know, that sometimes it's good for a person to be broken and so on. So she said she could barely talk already. She was down to a whisper. And she wanted to do something with her, for her. And she couldn't eat anymore, really. There was nothing to. So she asked her, do you want to sing? And my machtenista nodded. And she asked, what? And she said, Aderes Amuna. And to describe the woman who said it, who said over the story, she said, I took her hands in my hand. And her cold hand, her hands were already cold, they were already dying. And I warmed it with my hands. I warmed her cold hands with my hands, and I warmed my cold neshama with her neshama. And she said, Hagaiva v'akdula l'chai elamim. She said, so we sang together, so we started singing Aderes Amuna, Bin Habrocha, Hagaiva v'akdula l'chai elamim, and obviously she was referring back to that incident. And then she said, and we finished off, Ashir v'ashev l'chai elamim, Matilo v'atifres l'chai elamim. That was the goodbye, that was the last words she whispered out. And the mele, it's been laying on my mind a long time, it was especially touching to me this year, to sing it. So, bearing in mind both the tremendous teichn of it, and the same strident note that it is, because it's Klal Yisrael, it's a victory march, Klal Yisrael comes out victorious from the Kitshugim, and they sing this song, the Malachim. So we'll just ask to go through it again, once, or maybe twice, if there was into it. Oh, I did.